You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Kevin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, what used to be Twitter. Also, don't forget that if you have the Civic Media app, which you should have.
You should have it. Because it's absolutely free.
Not only can you decide which station across the network you would like to listen to, but once you pick that station, you can call and text and voice note directly to the show.
And in my opinion, I feel like the voice noting is not being... I feel like we can get more voice notes.
I think so, too.
I feel like there are more people out there, especially people who like us, because some people who don't like us use it. But
you can use it.
You can use it anyway. We like hearing from you.
Free speech.
This is what I say, Jane. There's only so much time in the day. People have only so many of those hours and minutes. And even if you don't like us and you're choosing to spend your time with us, I know it sounds snarky. It's not. I say thank you. Whether you agree, disagree, or indifferent, if you're sitting here listening to us talk and sharing a message and engaging,
Thank you.
But yes, the voice note is great. You can text us. Jane, if I'm not mistaken, Civic Media has these things called text to win contests.
That is correct.
And I feel I might be wrong. I've been wrong before. I thought Crush Groove was going to be a much bigger movie than it was. But I feel like if you have the Civic Media app, you can partake in the text to win contest.
Should one come around.
Thus making the app even more wonderful in your life.
More useful.
And then you can take that app. You can go anywhere. You can listen to our show. You can listen to our great music stations.
Even if you're out of the state.
If you're out of the state. If you're out of the country.
Isn't that something?
If you're in East Brunswick, New Jersey, yes. You can listen to us anywhere. But it's great. It's a great app. It's absolutely free. It's another one of our great... One of the great things of Civic Media, too, including that we have the daily newsletter as well, Civic Media Today, also free, comes to your email box every day. Sign up for it now, Civic Media Today at Substack.com.
Yep.
Ooh, a lot of words.
I know.
But it's a distillation of the day's news, of everything going on, and it's great to get us in your life. And then finally, I'm just going to say this, tell a friend. Tell a friend about the network. Tell a friend about the talk, because we want people to hear the message.
Absolutely. App.
You did it.
And yes, there could be another state multi-state text to win contest coming soon with fabulous and wonderful prizes. So if you haven't yet, download the Civic Media app. Like Greg said, it is absolutely free. Coming up on the show today, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow is going to join us after the 9:30 news. Lots of things to talk about with Mr. Kreitlow, including... We're doing quite well on Instagram, I understand.
We are. And TikTok.
And TikTok for a particular thing we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, we...
Cows jumping over walls.
If you are on the social medias, you can follow us simply by going to your favorite social media platform. I'm going to suggest Instagram because we have our own social media platform there. And you can follow us, Matt and Air. On Air, very simple, very easy, very to the point. And you can see all the videos that our friend Tony
Zimmerman does an amazing job.
And not just with our show, with all the shows around the network, but we're gaining a nice little following on Instagram right now. We are at quite a few, I mean, we're at nearly 700 followers. And I know some people might be like,
that's nothing.
I'll take it. I'm happy about that. But yesterday's video in the... What is it here? When I got here this morning, it had like 101,000 views. And since then, it's nearly 130,000 views.
Oh, wow.
It's Jane talking about Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and his thoughts on why beef prices might be going up.
Yeah, it's worth watching. Actually, yeah. And when Pat joins us after 9:30, around 9:52, we're going to share some of the comments on this Instagram clip that went up yesterday. But check it out. It's getting there's some really funny responses.
Yeah, Matt Nair on Air on Instagram. And we are also on the Twitter But a bulk of our stuff is on Instagram. You can also follow us on Facebook as well.
Yep, if you want to do that. In hour number two, we're going to start off with talking about healthcare and what you think we should do.
Yeah.
ACA is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But again, I think we tend to forget what it was like before the ACA when people who had pre-existing conditions couldn't get coverage, or if they had coverage, it was so expensive they essentially never got to use it. So do you have suggestions? What do you think would be the best way to go? We're going to talk about healthcare in hour number two. And then for Audio Sorbet, we've talked to him numerous times in the last couple of years. Paul Trebian with the Holiday Folk Fair is going to join us in studio. Holiday Folk Fair going on this weekend in Milwaukee. It has been around for decades. It's a great event.
I went there as a kid, like as a young child in elementary school. It was one of our yearly field trips, and we got a little passport. Ooh. And we'd run around and we have a good time.
Get your passport
stamped.
Yeah, it
was a good time. Yeah.
And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Space Metal Edition. Stick around for that.
Space Metal? Yeah, Space Metal.
Space Metal.
Oh, this one speaks directly to me.
I know. He's very excited.
I'm very excited.
Wanted to start off with this, though, because as we came on the air, the Epstein survivors were speaking in front of the House because today is the day they are supposed to vote on this discharge petition to release the Epstein files. One thing I wanted to share real briefly that just makes me go, what? Yesterday, the president of the United States.
Donald Trump. Got it.
The president of the United States, while on board Air Force One, was asked by a female reporter about the Epstein files. She wanted to know, she's from Bloomberg, she wanted to know why the delay in releasing the Epstein files. And Donald Trump's response to her was, quiet, quiet piggy. Quiet, quiet piggy. From the president of the United States to a reporter.
To a reporter.
A female reporter.
Yeah.
Asked about the Epstein files. So I just think that's kind of indicative. I'll let you figure it out from there. At the same time, Thomas Massie, who is the Republican who has been pushing for the release of the Epstein files for a long time now.
And also, just a reminder, too, he did not vote for the big bill for billionaires. He voted against
Thomas Massie?
Yes, he did. I think it's important to give him that credit as well.
He's a Republican from Kentucky. He launched the effort to force the release of the Epstein files. Now, Massie told NBC News on Monday, quote, I'm concerned that now he, referring to Trump, is opening a flurry of investigations, and I believe they may be trying to use those investigations as a predicate for not releasing the files. That's my concern, unquote. So Donald Trump said over the weekend, on Sunday, he completely reversed himself. Yes, let's release the files because there's a whole bunch of Democrats on it.
Yes. Okay.
And so we need to reopen investigations into these Democrats.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know a single person who identifies as Democrat, liberal, leftist, who is saying, don't release the Epstein files. My favorite people might be on there. I don't know anyone who does that. So really, you're saying release the Epstein files, and most of us are saying, yeah,
yes,
do it. And
let the chips fall where they may.
And if someone we love and adore is on that list and there is proof that they took part in things that are nefarious, criminal, and disgusting, let justice have its day with that person. I don't have sacred cows like that. Unlike you people who for years, you created your own cinematic universe out of this with its own language, decoder rings, and whatnot, and you made it the end-all be-all of your personalities. And then you got into positions of power, and like the dog who catches his tail, you now don't know what to do with yourselves. Yeah. So release them. The problem is if they do release them, I said this to you this morning, if, you know, Pam Bondi got on television right now and said, here are the Epstein files, and we read them, we would know immediately if these files had been doctored, played with, or changed. Because if we don't see Donald Trump's name in them at all, I mean,
which we know is in there over 1,600 times, I believe. And again, he is not facing allegations of having assaulted girls.
And nor do I think anyone who came into interaction with Jeffrey Epstein or spent time with him is also guilty. We find guilt in the evidence that's in the files. If someone went to a party and he was there and they shook hands and they had a hug or they took a picture, okay, that's weird because he's weird, but that I don't think anyone who had any interaction with Jeffrey Epstein is immediately a criminal. I want to see the files and I want to see the evidence that shows who partook in these activities with this man, and then we go from there. If the files just say that Donald Trump just was hanging out with him a lot and they just watched a lot of TV, then okay, fine, that's what happened. But it's this inconsistent message, Jane, of release the files, don't release the files. Donald Trump is in there. It's only Democrats. It's just release them.
Just release them, yes, and let the chips fall where they may.
And we also live in the age of the golden age of no consequences. So even if something's in there, what's actually going to happen in a Trump-controlled DOJ?
Well, that's a very good point. And the other thing that just makes me laugh, and this is not a laughing matter, but Donald Trump talking about, again, about how there's all these Democrats in the Epstein files, and that's why we need to reopen the investigation. And he actually said out loud that Democrats were with him all the time. I was never with him.
His friends are all Democrats.
Democrats were with Epstein all the time. Mm-hmm. I was never with him. Somebody on Twitter put up yesterday, there are more pictures of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein than there are of Donald Trump with his children when they were children. And that's true.
Yeah. I would suggest people watch last night's episode of The Daily Show, because it's a Monday, which means Jon Stewart's on, and he does a really good job. The whole team does a really good job of looking at the entire thing from the Pizzagate, which I didn't actually know the beginnings
the genesis of that.
Why it was called Pizzagate in the beginning. They talk about that, and then they bring it into what's going on today and make some, once again, wonderful comparisons and contrast. The fact that, you know, just 10 years ago, it was about the most, you know, decoding. It was all
secret. There were secret messages in everything.
And how everything meant something. Now we have it plain clear as the day. And now it's like we have these luminaries of the GOP social media sphere saying, well, who can tell?
Yeah.
Who can tell what's going on? I mean, this could mean anything. We don't know what's going on. So, yeah, last night's Daily Show was a really good episode. Really gave a good history. I would suggest watching it. But I'm sorry to be a negative Nancy, but what's going to come of it? What will honestly come? I mean, he's pardoning people who are involved in things like this with Jeffrey Epstein. He's pardoning criminals. He's doing nothing. There are no consequences.
There sure don't seem to be.
None.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream.
Hey.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, we are going to be joined by Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, after the 9:30 news, so stick around for that. Started off the top of the show, they were talking about today is supposed to be the day that the House votes on this discharge petition to release the Epstein files, which Donald Trump ran on.
Mm-hmm.
Uncover the deep state, drain the swamp. That was all part of the thing, except, of course, when it was like, oh, there might be some important Republicans or important donors on that list that we like. Oh, we better not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this morning, after addresses by Representative Ro Khanna, Tom Massie, the Republican from Kentucky, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Epstein survivor Haley Robson took to the microphone and said, quote, I want to relay this message to you. I am traumatized. I am not stupid. I am traumatized, not stupid.
Yeah.
You have put us through so much stress. The lockdown procedures that were supposed to have happened 50 days ago, that Representative Adelita Grijalva, who waited to get sworn in, then you, referring to Trump, get upset when your own party against you because it's wrong, it is not right. For your own self-serving purposes, this is America, land of the free. We have a one capital bill representing, and I feel free today. I don't know if the women standing behind me feel free today. So I am begging every member of Congress and representative to step up and end the chaos. That was one of the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein speaking on the steps of the Capitol this morning before the House convenes. We'll see if they pass that discharge petition. Now, of course, Donald Trump said he has directed his DOJ to investigate Democrats who could be on the list, which could delay the release of these files yet again.
And I think that it's important to hear from the survivors, from the victims, from those survivors, I should say, and the families, because we've been talking about this for a while now. When it's all said and done and the last, you know, whatever is the last page is turned, it's about justice for these individuals.
Absolutely.
For these family members, for these people who have watched, who have watched such a reversal in the process of justice, which is, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, he's gone. There's going to be no justice for what he has done. Ghislaine Maxwell, she went from convicted in prison for the for
20 years.
I'm sorry, but she deserved more. But from the people, her punishment, her prison sentence is so minor, in my opinion, to what she's being accused of doing. 20 years, that's nothing. She'd still have a life after release. Now she is in a basically a white collar prison camp that is just fun and frivolity, and she has yet.
Well, and she has access to things that no other person charged with the same crimes
yes.
would get access to. This is absolutely very special treatment she is receiving.
And this goes to the notion of there seems to be no consequences for actions. And why, hey, people on the Epstein list, why worry about anything? Either you're not going to be convicted, and even if you are, just you'll get pardoned because you know, we know he's going to pardon her or at least commute her sentence. Anyone who faces any sort of consequence that is a Republican or a Trumper will be given special treatment, special deals, immunity, or they'll say, hey, you got to go in for 2 years and we'll get you out in 6 months and you'll be fine. It's all going to be taken care of because there are no consequences for the action coming from the party of personal responsibility.
Well, again, as long as you're on the side of Trump,
yes,
then everything is okay. I mean, we've seen now, and we're not going to have time to get all of the best pardons he's been issuing just in the last couple of weeks.
Yes,
lots of financial crimes.
Yes,
lots of people convicted of financial crimes who have been pardoned.
Yeah.
By our president.
Jim on the text line. In Brookfield, thank you so much, Jim, for getting a hold of us. He said, can we really trust Pam Bondi and the Trump DOJ to release accurate and complete Epstein files? Anything they release will be heavily redacted or even falsified. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to is I do not trust anything coming out of this administration, period. And I would say I wouldn't even trust anything coming out of any administration. They're all going to work in self-interest. I just think this administration more so than all of the others. And it absolutely is not about, I guess the question I wanted to ask, and we're not going to get callers on this because no one will call because no one ever does on this topic. Do you support the Epstein files being locked away?
Forever.
Forever now. I mean, all of a sudden you wanted them so much. And now it seems like it's going to be a hard road to get them released fully and
completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
But if you are on board with it being locked away, why? Tell us. I'd love to know. I would really love to know why. And then also, side question, do you have any children?
Daughters in specifically.
Granddaughters, maybe. I mean, it's that thing of like, you know, they have to work their opinions around whatever Donald Trump says. So, yes, 2-3 years ago, it was release the Epstein files at all costs. Now it's, well, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe Jeffrey Epstein wasn't a pedophile. Maybe he just liked
youngish girls. Yeah, just talk to Megyn Kelly.
Just that's so disgusting.
That's a whole other conversation we don't have time for right now. Okay, we have news coming up next. And then when we return, Pat Kreitlow will be here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text or leave a voice note at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He is the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9 across the network. Delighted to be joined by the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow. Good morning. How are you?
Use that voice note feature on the app, kids, because you too, like Jane Matt Nair, could sing to us as part of the content of this quality program. Thank you again, Jane, for that lovely song this morning.
I couldn't resist when I was driving in this morning. Pat and Parker were talking. I don't know how you ended up talking about remakes of songs.
We never know how they get on topics.
You were talking about remakes of songs. Mm-hmm. And Pat Parker is a fan of Irish music, which I did not realize.
No. Did not at all. I would not have pegged him for that. I had him much more, you know, insert other punchline. Well, you know.
But when my husband and I were in Ireland for a wedding a number of years ago, we were listening to the local radio, and they had done a remake of Elvis's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. And it was the cheeriest, most chipper version I have ever heard in my life. I can't help falling in love with you. Hey! It was just
you're
hilarious.
You're traipsing into offensively Irish right now. You might as well say, hoity-toity-toity.
But anyway, you can leave a voice note like I did this morning.
What was that Lord of the Dance guy's name?
Michael Flatley. I'll never forget that guy. Someone did an interview with him and they said, who do you think is the best dancer in the world? And he just sat there with his arm on the couch and he just said without hesitation, me. Okay. I'm like, oh, no.
There you go.
Come on, man. At least say like Fred Astaire and then me or something.
Good to have confidence, I guess.
Yeah, What's that like?
Yeah, it certainly is. lots of things to cover with you, Mr. Kreitlow, but I wanted to start with this one. Out of the Wisconsin Examiner from Baylor Spears with the byline, following the lead of the federal GOP, Wisconsin lawmakers take up credit card political contributions bill. Now, you may remember, or maybe not, there is an app called WinRed.
WinRed, and this is back in 2021 this happened.
2021, WinRed, which was the Republican site to make donations to Republican candidates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they did this thing where they had this little teeny tiny box at the very bottom that signed you up automatically for regular withdrawals, monthly withdrawals.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people didn't realize.
I'm going to include in the show notes an article from Al Jazeera talking about this. They focus on a Republican in Texas who signed up through WinRed. His name is James Frank Clark. And he signed up through WinRed to make a donation. And I think he made a donation of $20. And according to this, WinRed would come in and take the $20 here and there, but they would run the transaction somewhere between 50 to 200 times.
That's considerably more than the original
$20. And I remember when that
happened.
And I think there should absolutely be legislation that says that, you know, no app, regardless of politics or just you cannot do that. You know, there has to be guardrails on the app that says, I'm signing up for this, do it like this. And then you have the ability to opt in for continuous payments. But this, I mean, 50 to 200 times. That's a lot of money. And didn't say anything in that article about that guy being real rich.
Well, and again, nothing in this measure addresses anything on the Republican side, at least as far as I can tell. This article, again, from the Wisconsin Examiner, Senator Corey Tomchick, a Republican from Mosinee, says he wants to crack down on political contributions made with credit cards online and provide additional information on amendment proposals to voters. What they're worried about is the site called ActBlue. They have targeted ActBlue, a Massachusetts-based platform that processes donations to Democratic campaigns. Now, they say that if you use ActBlue, that you don't have to put the CVV. That thing, too. Yes, those three numbers on the back of your credit card, and that you don't have to provide your zip code.
Is
that even possible to make donations without providing that information?
So. No. I've used it, and I'm pretty sure those things are needed.
He's used ActBlue.
All you need to know is this. I say it all the time. Every assertion is a confession. And there's a reason why you're only hearing ActBlue and not the far worse violations that took place from when read. But of course, rather than address things in-house, it's always turned into a political prism of how can we use this to punish our political opponents when we really should be looking overall at the entire system and having proper safeguards in place. But instead of putting the safeguards in place that guard against, you know, taking $20 at a time, hundreds of times out of your bank account, you know, instead it's let's find a way to just target the one site that Democrats use more than Republicans. We see this all the time. Nobody's against what the things that Greg was talking about is just good customer service and consumer protection. But for some reason, we're only hearing them talk about ActBlue in this thing. It's a mystery, he said with all the sarcasm he could muster.
Senator Chris Larson, Democrat from Milwaukee, expressed concerns over how the bill creates barriers for people who want to donate. Quote, why are you trying to ban citizens from being able to donate by credit card? Tomchek says if they're not voting in the U.S., they're allowed to donate by credit card if they're providing all the information the bill outlines. If they don't have a voting address, it's kind of odd. Is that a thing?
Well, this...
As Larson said, this sounds like this is just putting up additional hurdles for people who want to donate by credit card. And it just seems like, especially for smaller dollar donations, people who aren't writing a lot of checks. Most of the people I know donate with credit cards, not through writing checks.
But this also goes, you know, you say every assertion is confession, but also this can be chalked up to creating a solution when there really was no problem. Okay, you want to make it safer? That's great. I mean, I don't know of a single website that I've gone to that I don't already have a profile on where I don't have to put my credit card number, my expiration date, my name as it appears on the card, the CVV code, as well as my mailing address. Those things seem to be already a thing that exists. So this bill doesn't really seem to solve a problem.
No.
And also, if Senator Larson is saying these are hurdles, they're very small hurdles, because if you are already donating by credit card, you have a CVV number on the back of your card. So like what this seems like, and Pat and Jane, tell me if I'm wrong, you're much smarter than I am. This seems like it's just a way of getting a headline in the paper than actually solving a problem, because there was never really a problem to begin with, unless you want to talk about guardrails taking your money anytime it wanted to.
Well, again, the problem was on the WinRed side. Yeah.
And the exchange and the exchange that's captured in the article here, the best part of it is that Republicans talk about one particular tactic called smurfing.
Yes.
And Chris Larson says to them, you guys sound like Gargamel as much as you're talking about smurfing, talking about the Smurfs cartoon franchise. He says, come up with an example. Give me some proof, really, if you want the governor to be able to sign it. And Tomchek says, in testimony, I don't think I have to show proof. I have to provide information and get enough support to pass it through.
So
how much more can you admit you're just plain politics?
Again, he is essentially saying, I don't have to give you any evidence that this has ever in the history of the world happened, but it might happen. And we feel, because, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, it's all his feels. He knows intuitively, they just know that this is happening, even though there's no proof.
It doesn't matter if it's campaign contributions or, you know, sexual crimes against children or whatever. It's what you guys have said previously is that as long as you're on the team, you know, my team and supporting my guy, we're not going to crack down on those crimes. We're going to just crack down on the either real or imaginary crimes that we see that gain us a political advantage over our adversaries. And that's just slimy.
If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air on the wonderful Civic Media Radio Network, we are talking to host of Mornings with Pat Crow, Kreitlow. My goodness. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Mr. Pat Kreitlow himself. Sorry, my brain went other places right there.
I understand.
We are talking about the very nonsensical bill coming out of Madison right now that is dealing with the non-problem of credit card donations to political campaigns via credit cards, which is being targeted at ActBlue, not any, I'm not even going to call out WinRed, but this is about, it sounds like a consumer protection bill that's just here to safeguard our credit card purchases, which is great, but you just brought up something, Pat, that is very important because this week specifically, this past week and the past 2 days, we have seen the example of as long as you are on the side of one, so you're on the MAGA side, you're good to go. But we just saw one of their biggest vocal supporters get thrown in the trash pile, which is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has thoughts on Palestine, thoughts on the economy, thoughts on the Epstein files. And now she's being called Marjorie Traitor Green or Marjorie Taylor Brown because Donald Trump says, you know, because leaves turn brown, because explaining a joke is when it's funniest.
But this is what we've talked about in the past is that you're all good and you're all part of the team. You're all MAGA enough until you're not. And then you're a traitor.
Yeah.
Then you were a traitor. As soon as you go against anything that Trump or the party says, you are a traitor. Going back to ActBlue, Cassandra on the live stream says, I've donated through ActBlue. You have to give all of that information. Plus, they specifically ask how many times you want to donate, how often, etc. These guys are full of something. Absolutely something, Cassandra.
She's absolutely right. That safeguard is already in place. And this, again, is just simply playing politics with something when there are other things they could be doing.
I mean, other things they could be doing, like funding education, legalizing marijuana.
Expanding Medicare for new moms.
Poor Robin.
Yeah, speaking of, we'll slip over to that just for a little bit. Robin Voss getting all kinds of national attention. National attention for our assembly speaker in ProPublica today. He vowed to protect the unborn. Now he's blocking a bill to expand Medicaid for Wisconsin's new moms. And there he is, Wisconsin's own assembly speaker, Robin Voss.
Is he here? Is the king arrived? Has the king arrived?
Do we have that sound?
Do we have the sound? There it is.
Popcorn King.
All hail Robin.
We're going to talk to Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's going to join us next week. So we will go into a little bit more depth about that because we've talked about this before.
Over and over and over again about this.
There is bipartisan support for this measure to increase Medicaid coverage for new moms
I wouldn't call it bipartisan. I would call it unanimous minus one.
Yeah, except for
unanimous
Robin
support
Voss.
Minus one guy.
Yep.
The one guy who can hold it up.
Yeah.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 10 o'clock news. We would love to hear from you on what you would like to see happen with our health care. ACA subsidies going away. It's going to get very expensive next year. I don't know that anybody has one answer, that there's one answer for this, but what would you like to see happen to healthcare. That is coming up after the 10 o'clock news. Right now, we are joined by Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, across the network 6 to 9 on weekdays. Pat, I know you talked about this a little bit yesterday. We did as well. Beef prices are up. And the CEO of Omaha Steaks said recently that he expects, and people are saying it's already this high, $10 a pound ground beef. But Scott Bessent, the head of the Treasury Department, had an explanation for why beef is so expensive. I had never considered this explanation. Calvin, can we play that? Can we play that clip, please?
But what is your take on what you just heard? He's expecting $10 meat.
Well, Maria, the beef market is a very specialized market. It goes in long cycles, this is the perfect storm. Again, something we inherited, and there's also, because of the mass immigration, a disease that had been we've been rid of in North America, made its way up through South America. As these migrants, they have brought some of their cattle with them.
What?
So part of the problem is we've had to shut the border to Mexican beef because of this disease called the screwworm. So we're not going to let that get into our supply chain.
Okay, and Calvin, that's enough. Thank you.
There's a screwworm someplace.
Yeah, there is certainly.
There's
talk
a screw
to Bob
loose
Jr.
Worm.
He knows where it is. So we did talk about this yesterday. There are all kinds of memes going around on social media of cows standing on the shoulders of other cows to get over the wall along the southern border and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. But Tony Zimmerman, our colleague here at Civic Media, does an incredible job of taking our content and then editing together with the appropriate clips. And he did that with that little segment that we talked about yesterday and put it on Instagram. And this has exploded for us.
Yeah, it's
for
it's,
us.
It's local viral, if you will.
Yeah,
we're
like at 110,000 views, which for us is a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. No, we're at 140,000 views.
Well, look at that. So but we wanted to share some of the comments because some of the comments are priceless.
Yeah. Jane asks to hear comments. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I won't give the names. I'll just kind of go quick here, but to speak to what you were saying, we're already at $10 a pound ground beef. Yeah. I saw someone who said on our TikTok comments that they live in Massachusetts and it's at $13 a pound. What is it? You see here. Are they bringing cows yet they weren't eating people's dogs and cats?
Yeah, they had cows, but they're eating pets. Okay.
Obviously, the cows only bring the drugs in at night. That's why no one sees them doing it. I hope this helps. I love that. I hope that helped.
That explains so much why we have not seen Fox News with videos of these cows coming in across the border illegally.
Well, I think that our own producer in the mornings, Parker Olson, pretty much nailed it, citing a Monty Python skit where they're catapulting the cows over, and I believe Tony made a video of that for us as well.
That's
so
awesome.
Tony, again, very well played.
He's a rock star.
Someone made that comment exactly. That's all I can think of too. This one is great, and I'm going to give credit for this. Is a Kent _ Guz. Breaking news: ICE to start deporting illegal cows. Move back to Mexico. I mean, these are some of the best. And there's one lady who said, "Well, Biden did this," and then she's just getting roasted in the replies. It's great. It's perfectly wonderful to witness this.
It's utterly ridiculous. We all know that a lot of these cows are coming from Jersey. We could do this all day long.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, I just thought I love people's creativity when they come up with some stuff like this.
Well, when you hear stuff like this there's folks that say, well, this is all just meant to distract, to divert attention. They say stupid things like this on purpose. I firmly believe that there are times when, they're throwing everything out there to kind of divert attention.
Yes.
But there really are times when somebody just says something stupid. And, they deservedly get roasted for this. But the person who really needs to be roasted in this case is Maria Bartiromo. Or any of these other, there are people on Fox News and others who used to be legitimate you know, reporters and things. And I look at them now, their failure to follow up, their failure to call people out, hold people to account. And I just think, how high was that paycheck to sell your soul, to sell out your journalistic values, to get what you're getting here now? I mean, Maria Bartiromo's might be tops on that list, but there are plenty others. And so when you don't follow up something that stupid, you deserve to be roasted too.
Well, and don't forget, and even just from this morning, Fox News did not cover any of the Epstein survivors testifying before Capitol Hill this morning. They covered something else, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
If you don't see it, if you watch Fox, then it didn't happen.
Well, why would they cover the cows? Because I'm the one that made the comment about cows using the tunnels. Somebody else comes back and goes, oh, that's what they mean by ground beef.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Love these listeners. And, love them.
And Pat's clip is at 283,000 views right now. Whatever.
Nice.
I'm sorry. That's Parker's clip. You're never going to go wrong with Monty Python. That's all Parker's done.
Pat Kreitlow does Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9 across the network weekdays. Thank you so very much. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
News is coming up next. And then when we return, healthcare. The mess.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see happen? That's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.